Now corresponding to these, mother had once said that in education two tendencies must be synthesized: the scientific tendency and aesthetic tendency. Now these words correspond to right hand faculties and left hand faculties. Synthesis of scientific is left hand faculties, and creative, aesthetic is right hand faculties. Now if you combine aesthetic and the scientific, a very beautiful combination and composition of human nature evolves out of it. Now based upon this, and if I want to use the word, use the subjects as terms for designating this, I would say that you should have a curriculum which includes the study of history, the study of classics, the study of music, art and poetry. This would be a syllabus of the right hand faculties. On the left hand faculties, the syllabus would consist of languages, mathematics, astronomy, geography, mathematics, anatomy, physiology, hygiene, physics, chemistry, biology, number of subjects. They are all very good in developing the left hand faculties. Now if I now speak of these in terms of faculties, not in such a terms of subjects but faculties, then I would say that our whole curriculum should be so designed that emphasis falls not merely on subjects but also on development of faculties, and this should be done at all the levels, but particularly in what mother has called after school level. That is to say, when mother speaks of after school 1, after school 2, after school 3, I find that these three stages of education are extremely important for emphasizing not subjects as such but faculties. In the beginning, in the what mother has called last school, that is the first levels of education, first 8 years let us say, should be devoted to the study of languages, pronunciation, how to pronounce words in different languages.
Language a faculty or a subject?
Subject. As I said, in the first state you teach subjects mainly, the emphasis on subjects. Later on at after school level you emphasize faculties. I must tell you these are all mental ideas, and I would not like to say that this is something which I would propose or prescribe. This I am only suggesting as a research work, but to start a research I am only proposing the first rough draft, brouillon, a kind of a statement so that it can be dealt with properly. But what I suggest is that in the beginning, in the last school, what mother called a last school, would be concentrated upon a few subjects. In after school you develop faculties, especially through subjects but also specially exercises, for example of reasoning, exercises of memory, exercises of pronunciation, exercises of discovery, exercises of invention, different faculties that we have. They can be developed in special methods of exercises. In super school you combine the two together, you synthesize subjects and faculties in a very high manner. And when this is developed, then you come to no school, and then you are free to develop whatever you like to do. You want to be an athlete, then you specialize in your own way, but by your own processes. If you want to be a great surgeon or a doctor, you can develop that. You want to be a great architect, you develop architecture on your own, etc., etc. But then it is left to you. You have now got everything that a school or education can give you. All the rest is for the life to develop for you. And as mother said, all that, when somebody wrote a letter, I give you the example, anecdote. A teacher wrote a letter to the mother saying that the new method of education that we have now in our school and our higher education is such that the quantity of studies will be very small. And as a result, our students will be very poor as far as the quantity of studies is concerned. Outside world has so many subjects, whereas our students will have only a few subjects because we are emphasizing too much on understanding, the faculty of understanding. So mother wrote in answer, higher course is meant to develop the faculty of understanding if they can. The rest can be studied all throughout the life. Now, in my own personal life, this was a great revelation by the mother, because there is a great pressure usually in our school education or our college education to stuff a number of subjects. And then the whole load becomes so great that children cannot bear, even higher students also do not bear that burden. It's a tremendous burden of education. So mother simplified by saying that even in higher education, the important part is to make children understand and to make them intelligent if they can. All the rest can be studied throughout the whole life. So our curriculum should be such that it will give to the children a lot of programs for whole lifetime. That you still have to develop quite a lot, but now it is no school. You are on your own. So this is the framework that I was thinking of, that our curriculum that we need to develop is first for the first 8 levels, let us say class 1 to class 8. Then you develop class 8 to class 12, which I call after school. And then you develop what is called a curriculum for super school. And then a program for no school to be handled by students themselves in the way in which they like.
There's one important faculty which I, of course, had to deal with as a teacher of language, and that was something called the deep memory. And it's not just memorizing as you would for a test there, but it was deep memory. So just as you don't think about English grammar as you're speaking to us there, from the deep memory, it's just there, it flows out. The pianist playing the piano doesn't concern what is this note and what does this finger do there. Shouldn't this be developed as a faculty immediately, even in the first class? And certainly early in language there, the question that you just asked, is language a subject or is it a faculty? I contend that it is more in the beginning a faculty than a subject.
Well, actually, mother has answered this question to me when I asked this question. She said, there are children, mother said, who are gifted with musical faculties. And she said, they need to practice a lot so that even their fingers have got automatically the knowledge that is required to put their fingers at the right point, in the right piece. So mother gave a great importance to this capacity. And the children should be given such exercises. That is where subject versus faculty comes into sharpness. Very often this faculty is hardly developed. As you rightly said, that if you learn a language properly, then grammatical mistakes won't occur. When you speak, your language itself will be grammatical. Not that you apply grammar and then you speak.
Exactly.
The grammar will have been so much woven in your habit of speaking that you cannot utter something which is ungrammatical. Your own speech, your tongue will oppose you. It will not allow you to speak that is incorrect. This is a great faculty which has to be developed. I agree entirely. I mean, Mother herself spoke of it. In fact, if you study the how to teach, how to develop faculty, it's a big science by itself. When we speak of Piaget, for example, the modern thinker in education, what was his specialty? His specialty was faculties. Develop the faculties of the children. When Vivekananda said, you should have man-making education, and he was asked, what is man-making education? He said, man-making education is the development of the faculty of concentration. This is all. If you develop the faculty of concentration, all that you need comes as a result of it. The whole human, what human personality is contained in the power of concentration. That was his definition. So this idea of faculty development is so important that I personally feel, as Auroville as a field of research, we should have a very important research into this field, how to develop various faculties. As I gave the example of stamina, how to develop stamina of the body is also a faculty. It requires exercise and various kinds of exercises by which stamina can be developed. Many children in our ordinary world, when he can't do something, say, oh, don't do it, now finish, don't worry. We don't take the trouble. As in army, for example, a soldier who cannot run, he is given a capacity to run afterwards in 2 years' time. He comes up with a stamina of running afterwards. It's because there is a concentration of one faculties. Therefore, the whole army training is of a different kind. It's very, army training is so good because of this reason. Yes, we can stop here now.
For the first 8 years, I don't think go into some detail and try to work out what would be the curriculum. Let me state
what I feel. But before that, I want to answer a question to Francois. The question that he had raised. See, his question, you correct me if my question is correct, formulation is correct or not. I spoke of the need to develop faculties, need to develop a number of articles of information regarding number of subjects. And his argument was that school is only one of the instruments of education. There are many other instruments of education, like the home, like the society, the groups in which one moves. And the suggestion that he made was, do not arrogate to yourself as a school all the functions that belong to many others, because education is only a part of the totality. And don't arrogate to yourself all these responsibilities. Leave something to others also. And do not burden yourself with so much of problems and troubles which you are taking in analyzing this field of education. Is it a correct exposition of your question?
Yes, just change the one by the best.
Pardon?
Best.
Best instrument of education. Now, I think that what he says is very true. And now with this new amendment that he has made, my answer becomes much easier. If it was only one of the instruments, I would have argued that it is not one of the instruments. Even if it is one, it is one of a very important instruments of education. Now we are saying one of the best, or the best. I am much more than satisfied. But the other aspect of which he spoke are also important. And my answer to that question is that actually Auroville has been conceived as a totality of a school. Auroville as a whole, not the school, not Lavanir, not the transition, not last school, not after school. The whole of Auroville is a totality. The home, the parents, the members of the society, architects and gardeners and electricians and cooks, all are teachers. And children are to plunge into the totality, and they will all learn from there. And actually speaking, a good educationist would also prescribe a curriculum for the whole society, but a different kind of curriculum. I would say that actually in Auroville, the whole of Auroville should have a curriculum. And actually Mother has given that curriculum, the divine life, but not through mystic means, but through life itself and no religions. I think this is the curriculum that Mother has given for the whole of Auroville. Charter of Auroville is also a curriculum of Auroville. Or you might say a quest for mutation of human species is a curriculum of Auroville, which we are not emphasizing sufficiently today, and that is why also there is a problem in Auroville. If this quest for the mutation of human species is broadly shared and intensely shared, then some of the problems of Auroville could be resolved very easily. And it is necessary to have this very broadly shared by people in Auroville.